This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon, and it's kind of sunny. It's a little warm. 24 hours from now, we're going to be feeling the effects of Tropical Storm Debbie. Governor Youngkin has already declared a state of emergency in the Commonwealth. And you and I should expect that we're going to get a couple of days of rain. That's what it's looking at right now. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, possibly Saturday. Could be some strong winds left from the tropical storm. So just be on guard, be ready. And I promise we at News Radio WRVA will help you get through all of it. The Democrats have said no to Josh Shapiro, who at least on paper would offer Kamala Harris the opportunity for 18 votes in swing states in favor of Tim Walz, who is certainly a far leftist, in a state that was already blue with 10 votes. I don't want to read too much into it, but it sure seems to me like the Democrats said Jews need not apply. That's how this Jewish guy is seeing it. Anyway, Tommy Pigott is with the Republican National Committee. He's got a couple of things, pieces of insight on this Tim Walz. I'm happy to say he's here. Tommy, thanks for being here, man.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
What do you know about Tim Walz? What do we need to know about Tim Walz?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway from all of this is that Kamala Harris has clearly signaled how she would govern if she was elected, and that's by the farthest left margins of her party. She's doubling down on her dangerous liberal record because Tim Walz has the same record. He is against securing the border. He's for sanctuary cities. He is for Green New Deal-style policies that could range into $93 trillion. He's for raising middle-class taxes. He's for cutting police funding. I mean, just a really powerful example, I think, of the type of dangerous ticket this is. Tim Walz was the governor who let Minneapolis be burned, surrendered a police precinct during the riots, and then Kamala Harris bailed out the rioters. That's the ticket that we have on the Democrat side of the aisle.
It is absolutely appalling. Tommy, you know, I'm a former police officer. I am very concerned with the record that Kamala Harris has relative to law enforcement. I mean, she's on record time and time and time again, really trashing law enforcement. And this Tim Walz, as you say, I mean, he looked at Minneapolis burning. His wife, you want to talk about weird, because isn't that the Democrat word now, weird? His wife said it was great to open the windows of the executive mansion to smell the tires burning.
I mean, it was really radical positions that they have here. And the fact that they refused to take action while Minneapolis was burning, I don't think there's any reasonable explanation for it. And in fact, what Tim Walz was saying at the time is he called it exciting. Those are his words. He used the word exciting to describe a police precinct being surrendered to rioters in the United States of America. I mean, that is what type of governor he was. He's completely left Minnesotans behind. And then almost as a second level here, he's trying to turn Minnesota into California. And that's not me at the RNC saying that in the Trump campaign. That's him saying that. He has actively and explicitly said that he wants to copy California on so many of these different elements. And people are leaving California in such droves they're running out of U-Haul trucks. So if these are the type of policies they want to bring to Washington, D.C. and force on the rest of us, I think the American people are going to reject them and elect President Trump.
Tommy, he also, this Walz guy, did he not say that something along the lines of, you call it socialism, I call it good neighborliness?
He did indeed. I mean, it's so astonishing how similar Kamala Harris and Tim Walz actually are, because Kamala Harris was out there proudly bragging that she's radical. That's her word. That's how she described herself. So you have radical Kamala Harris and socialist Tim Walz, and that's what they're putting forward as their ticket here. It is clearly the farthest left presidential ticket we have ever seen in American politics. And it's clear that that's the signal Kamala Harris was trying to send, because the progressive far left was the one pushing for Tim Walz. They were the ones that wanted him picked. And Kamala Harris, like she has throughout her entire career, went with the far left. I mean, if you just remember back to 2019, every single time that the far left came up with some crazy new policy, Kamala Harris was the first one to try to adopt it, whether it was the Green New Deal, the socialist takeover. I think in a matter of weeks, she backed something like $140 trillion worth of new government programs in a matter of weeks to appeal to the far left. And if you think that's changed, think no longer, because she just showed she's the exact same politician.
You know, there was a time when Bernie Sanders was considered the far left of the Democrats. And let's not kid ourselves. He's probably now a mainstream centrist Democrat with all of his craziness.
I mean, that just shows you how far left they've gone. And even in the Senate, Kamala Harris was rated farther left than Bernie Sanders. And Bernie Sanders is a self-described socialist. I mean, that's how far left Kamala Harris is. And what's interesting is she's been trying to erase her record. We've seen even media outlets running cover for her, trying to erase her record. But she just showed that all of that effort just went up in smoke, because she's literally picking a VP nominee that was advocated by the far left of her party, who supports all of these initiatives that she supported her entire career. So if you're looking for a signal of how she's going to govern, look no further. She's going to govern by opening the border. She's going to govern by defunding the police. We have to stop her from getting elected, because they're going to do all these far left policies and force them on the rest of us. And I think that's why Americans are going to reject them and go with Trump and Vance instead.
I would certainly hope so. I know you're keeping track. How many days has it been since she got this sort of, secret handshake? She's the nominee, that she hasn't actually held an event where she can answer questions.
It's been over 2 weeks, which is really astonishing. I mean, she's literally installed as the Democrat nominee, and there's no other word for it. They threw out 14 million primary votes of their own party, the so-called Party of Democracy, showing they're anything but. She's installed as the nominee, and instead of coming out and having more interviews once she's the nominee, she's had none. She has yet to answer a single question from the press, from voters, from really anybody. They're trying to hide her as much as possible. And I think it's because last time she ran for president, it was the interviews that really sank her campaign. We were talking about 2019, 2020 earlier. She was asked questions like, how do you pay for a $93 trillion Green New Deal? And she couldn't answer it. I mean, it's because it's an unanswerable question. There's no way to pay for it. But these interviews that she gave were absolutely terrible. So I think she's trying to avoid them as long as possible, because she knows that when actually confronted with questions like, why do you support banning fracking? Why do you support a Green New Deal? Why do you want to open a border? Why did you cover for Joe Biden's cognitive decline? When she's faced with those questions, she's not going to have an answer. So I think it's really important she does answer those questions, and I hope the mainstream media does their job and demands answers.
Well, Tommy, I've been doing this a long time. I wouldn't hold your breath on the ladder, but boy, I hope you, I hope you're right. I always appreciate you being here, man. Great job there. Look forward to chatting again soon. Keep up the good work, would you please?
Will do. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, sir. That is Tommy Pigott. He's from the RNC, the Republican National Committee. It's continuing to break down as the analysis comes out on Tim Walz, but it's also on Kamala Harris. Oh, a couple of other things about Tim Walz you should know. Convicted drunk driver. Now, in all fairness, that's a long time ago, but he was busted for drunk driving after he was busted for going 99 miles in a 55 mile per hour zone. And there's a whole story about Tim Walz and stolen valor. Members of the Minnesota National Guard are calling him out, saying that he has lied about his rank, he has lied about his service, and that he ditched his unit when it became clear that they were going to be deployed to Iraq. Wow. Well, I guess if you're a Democrat, you don't actually have to tell the truth about your service, right? If you have any service. Take a look at Dick Blumenthal out of Connecticut. Dick Blumenthal, who never made it out of an office setting, talked about being on the ground fighting the Viet Cong. He did. He's telling all sorts of stories. Oh, I was on the ground. I was hand-to-hand combat with the Viet Cong. And I was like, dude, you were always stateside. Not that there's anything wrong with that. My God, there's nothing wrong with that. But he just flat-out lied. And then he had the temerity to lie to veterans. He actually had the huevos to lie about serving in Vietnam to men who had actually served in Vietnam. How insane is that? And he's gotten away with it. That's why he is still in the U.S. Senate. It's craziness, I know, but there it is. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz.